One, two, three, four.
Jake and Jonathan. Live episode.
Wow, that was better than usual.
Luke's I should have gotten you over here with saxophone or something. Anyway, I've been talking as if we were recording because I've been recording for a long time. But John, you're only just now recording, so it'll be weird. So I guess we have to start over.
Yeah.
So can you explain what's going on, John? Why is this different from a normal episode?
So, hey everybody, and welcome to Jake and Jonathan. In this episode is actually being recorded live with 151 other people who are watching live right now and who have had to wait for us to set up for 15 minutes because we don't know how to use the internet and it seems like everything is overloaded. And it is going to be an episode where we're going to be talking to our live audience. We're going to be rambling as usual. And also Jake has brought his son, who's sitting next to him, has got a sweet haircut, and also seems to have had the coronavirus for the last few weeks and is now a survivor. So we're just the three of us are here. And a 151 people audience. And we're just going to chill for the next 45 minutes and have another episode. And then I'm going to pick out 1 3-second moment and make a clickbaity title out of it. Which is how it works with this podcast.
Oh, man. So,
how you doing, man?
Civilization collapsing. What does that look like for you right now in Berlin, John?
Well, Berlin is, first of all, the weather is beautiful here. It's stunning. We are on lockdown, so you're not allowed to go out unless you're going to the grocery store or going to work. So that lockdown came into effect, I think, 2 days ago. So like everywhere else, I think, like most of
Wait a sec. That's different. You can't go for a walk.
You're allowed to go for a walk, but I think it's being recommended to keep it to once per week. And you can't.
That's harsh. Wow.
So you can still go out and run and go exercise, but it's recommend. So the only things that you can't do by law, so you can't go out and congregate with more than two people. You can't make groups. You shouldn't be out for no reason unless you're going for a walk, etc. So you can go for a walk, but you should not be out in a group and not just be loitering around. You need to have something to do. You also need to, in Germany, bring your Anmeldeschein, which shows where you live, with you.
Oh.
For all the foreigners like me, I don't even know where that is. It's like a massive piece of paper. So we're on serious...
<It's> like a scroll.
We are on serious lockdown, and I'll say something controversial. I think it's a good thing because...
Yeah. That should be controversial.
Nobody taking this thing seriously. Especially with this amazing weather. Last week, right, I was out and I was like, okay, I'm going to bring the baby out and I'm going to stay away from people. Full on barbecue fest, everyone drinking outside, everyone partying. And I was like, okay, they're definitely going to need to lock it down here.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are in lockdown now. So mostly you have to just stay at home. I'm fine with it because I put myself in lockdown 2 weeks ago already, as I was telling you. So I put myself and my family and the AJ and Smart people. I told them all to go home. Actually, AJ and Smart were probably the people working at AJ and Smart were probably the most responsible because already 3 weeks ago, I put them on lockdown.
you personally inspecting their Oscar Meinderschmidt or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So which country in the chat here, I want to know which country is totally chilled, which country has no problem with coronavirus? Do we have any people here in the chat that have no problem with coronavirus yet? Because
for those of you listening in the future, there are people from kind of all over the world in the chat, so we might get some interesting
we've got Argentina, Netherlands, Barcelona. I know that one of those is okay. So Mexico, you don't have any lockdown or there's no rules yet, so it's not bad in Mexico. By the way, some countries, I won't name the countries, some countries are saying that they don't have coronavirus, but they've had a sudden spike in pneumonia, which is not related to that. They're like, yeah, everything's fine.
The crazy thing for us here, because as we were saying, I did this big whole thing before we started recording about Luke getting coronavirus, but we've been on lockdown here for a little over 4 weeks since you've been sick. We sort of self-quarantined, and Yeah, so Luke had what we suspect was coronavirus, but we don't have the test here, so we don't know for sure. But he had all the symptoms, pneumonia, shortness of breath, super ill, went to the hospital a few times. But they didn't know at the time what was going on. It was just when it was breaking out in Seattle. And that is the crazy thing, is that if you're in a place where they don't have it yet, it might be there, but the first 2 weeks people have it, they're contagious. They don't have symptoms, or they have very mild symptoms, and they're just walking around doing their thing. And then randomly, some people can get it really bad, even in any age group. I mean, even Luke, who went for a 9-mile run the day before he got sick, is cut.
Maybe it was correlated.
Maybe it was correlated, yeah. But man, it's crazy. It's so crazy. And it's so aggravating to see how slow some places, and largely in the United States, are to respond. I get it, because the response is painful. People lose their jobs. It's a big hurt to put on everybody to shut things down. But what's frustrating is you see the places where it hasn't tipped yet, and you're like, man, if they just shut it down now, they'll avoid all of this pain. The longer you wait, the longer you'll end up being shut down, and the more cost you have.
For sure. If you're listening to this podcast from a country where there's no lockdown yet, get yourself some food and stay home.
Yeah. And email anybody in your government or your work or whatever, and tell them to, like, please lock it down. Here in our state, here in Washington State, they sort of like progressively got more restrictive, and they finally locked it down yesterday. And I think that people asking for it probably helps.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah, it's interesting.
This is pretty serious for this podcast, and people need, they need to get away.
They
from
need
it
to
all
hear
for a moment
the juiciness.
They do.
I've got some juicy topics that we can talk about. I know one thing I thought we could chat about was the new iPad Pro, which I feel very sexually attracted to. So that's one of those things where, like, every year the iPad comes out and I'm like, oh, I don't want it. You know, I hear about it and I'm like, I don't need another iPad. And then I look at Apple's marketing and it's like, I need it right now. You know what I mean? Like, did you guys see the new iPad Pro with the keyboard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I have the iPad Pro from last year and still I'm like, it's a piece of garbage now.
Yeah. You look at it and you're just like, you disgust me. You make me sick.
Get out
I do
of
not
my
want
sight
to look at you. Oh, but like the proper Magic Keyboard backlit, it kind of stands up on stuff.
That's amazing. That keyboard, it's really the keyboard. I mean, I could resist, I think, the iPad itself. Because the main difference from last year's is more cameras. And if you take a photo with an iPad, you're going to look like a doofus.
Who takes photos with iPads? Why do they put that as a marquee feature? I do not give a crap. I get that people want to use AR and all that stuff, but like showing off a camera on the iPad as one of the main features would be like showing off a camera on a cup. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to use a cup to take pictures. Nobody needs this stupid camera.
Well, even Luke
Seriously.
Was saying, like, it's in their, like, fancy video.
Yeah,
though,
it shows,
it?
Like, someone, like, shooting a video out the, like, I it's know. Like they're in a car and they're shooting a video. It just looks so dorky. It's like, there's no one,
nope.
It's like, get a phone. There's no reason to use an iPad to take photos.
If you use an iPad as a camera, you're 300 years old. There's no other way of doing this. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. You somehow woke up and think this is a camera for some reason and no one showed you what a phone is. So the iPad, are you guys, I think we need to rate it in sticks. That's the thing. So we don't have it, but let's rate the announcement. Let's rate the excitement around looking at the marketing.
Well, I mean, I would say, okay, so Luke, do you know about the sticks rating?
No.
These are like, it's how many Gandalf sticks would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10? But you can go over 10.
Okay.
You can definitely go over 10.
So, for example, I would say, you know, given that it's mostly camera changing on the device itself since last year, but weighing in the Magic Keyboard with the backlit.
Yeah.
And that little popping it up high, which is good for us, you know, with our posture. It's like, I need it. I need it for medical reasons. I'm going to give it 10 sticks myself.
I'm also going to give it 10 sticks. And I believe, and I don't want to sound insensitive here, and I know it is a sensitive time, but I think if you guys had had that iPad, that Luke wouldn't have gotten the coronavirus.
I know. I was kicking myself.
You know what I mean?
For not trying to pull some strings and get it before it came out.
Yeah.
Because he would have been immune to it. How many sticks would you give it, Luke?
I think I'd have to split. I think I'd give the keyboard 11 out of 10. I think it's really cool. It's got, you know, you got a nice keyboard. And I think that's an area where the iPad has always lagged. It's like that, you know, they had those like weird keys.
The touchpad. What do you even talk about? It has a touchpad and a cursor.
Oh, it
now.
Has. Yeah. Oh, the cursor UI is so cool as well.
Yeah. So cool. Oh, it looks really sweet.
The cursor UI.
Yeah. Sorry.
The way it like jumps. No, like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. But the iPad itself is like my understanding of it is they put two more cameras on it. So, I mean, it's like, it's not.
Yeah.
I think it'd be better served on a phone, the cameras. So I think I'll give it like an 8.
Eight sticks. That's an unprecedented rating.
That's the lowest.
anything has ever gotten.
That's the lowest score we've ever given on this podcast.
Even COVID-19 gets 10 sticks for just like, yeah. You got to give props for being a rough virus.
So we have 8 votes for a question from the audience, which is how many sticks do we rate Animal Crossing? Should I give a bit of an overview of Animal Crossing before we jump into it? And I know you guys didn't play it yet, right?
I've seen Luke's little brother play it. Kind of a lot. Well,
Luke's little brother being your son, right?
For like half an hour. Yeah, my son. Yeah.
My son. What a weird way to say it.
Well, if I said my son play it, then you'd think it was Luke.
Right.
It'd be weird.
My other son.
Now it's really weird already.
My daughter's mother, aka my wife.
My daughter's mother husband has not played it.
That is me.
That's me. Yes, you should explain what it is, because actually I'm curious even how you see it. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so people are anxious at the moment. There's high levels of anxiety around the world, unless you're immune like Luke. And
did they decide to make it in the last 3 weeks and just make it that fast? Because it's perfect for right now.
Okay, so three of the most exciting video games of the last 2 years were launched this week, or last Friday. So Animal Crossing, Half-Life Alyx, the VR game, which completely revolutionized the whole VR industry, the thing that everyone's been waiting for, and it's been getting amazing reviews, and apparently it's like the only amazing VR product. And then we also had Doom Eternal. Doom Eternal is just a really fun... Actually, if have you played the new Doom? Because it's basically like Mad Max Fury Road, the game. It's so fun. Oh,
maybe I should check it out.
It's so much
I haven't
fun.
Played
it's
Doom
so
since
cool.
like 1992, whenever it
the
first
new
came
one.
Out. Yeah, which
the
was
new
good.
One is amazing. I decided to go for Animal Crossing because the cool thing about Animal Crossing is basically you play... So the basic idea of it is you arrive on an island, you sort of build
a house...
Wait,
I'm going to interrupt you for a second because I had a weird idea that I want to mention.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to forget Animal Crossing, but I'll forget this. Isn't there a thing, and maybe people who are in the chat will know, isn't there a thing where people port Doom to like weird devices? Like the original Doom?
As like a hobby.
Yeah, is that a thing? Like anything that has a screen. Like, oh, this refrigerator has a screen. Let's put Doom on it. Or like, oh, there's... Am I right? That's...
I would say, yes, it is a thing. I just don't know specifically. I think it's a thing.
Okay.
It's a thing. Done.
Okay, it's a thing. 10 sticks. Go. Okay, so go on.
Okay,
go.
I'll be really quick with the Animal Crossing thing. So basically, it's a really... Oh, someone... Okay, so Eduardo here in the chat. Excel. Somebody did it on Excel. Amazing. I love that.
That is amazing. We could, that is Eduardo, really cool. Can you put in a link? Because we need to put that in the show notes.
We want to see this.
And I want to also see it.
We want to see
it. Possibly play it right now. Okay.
Okay, so Animal Crossing, you land on an island, and basically your job is to like find wood, like plant gardens, and like you're basically just building up the island and making it nice. And because it's in real time, so like 2 p.m. in the game is 2 p.m. in real life, you also have to wait real time for stuff to happen. So you only ever play small 20-minute chunks, and then you just put it away until tomorrow. And it, like you play like maybe 2 to 3 20-minute chunks per day, and it's also based on the exact season where you're living, and you know you can only catch certain fish in those seasons, et cetera, et cetera. You can only do certain things at night, if you know what I mean. And it's really, it's very cute, very charming, and it's super addictive. It's a cute, addictive game, which I'm going to have to say, even though I've only played it for 5 days now, 20 minutes a day, going to have to give it 300 sticks.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And you can visit each other's islands. It's so cute. Somebody visited my island a few days ago, and I showed her around, and I was like, look, there's my plant.
Do you have to now have your Alskamine devouts when you go to somebody else's island to show?
In Animal Crossing, they're also in lockdown. You're not allowed to be within 6 feet of people you don't know, and it's crazy. The coronavirus has made it into Animal Crossing, the video game. I also shared my Switch ID publicly on Instagram, and a lot of Instagram people followed me. So now I have new friends which are visiting my island, you know? That's what I've been doing, Jake.
That's cool. I've been meaning to play. Cute. We need to play Mario Kart too.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, I have to dig up your. You sent me your code. I got to look it up.
Will I ask a question from the audience for to just kind of keep things rumbling?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Also, Luke, if you, I just wanted to let you know that if you do want to hang out, we're
no, Luke
happy
can
to
answer this one.
And if you
Luke,
leave,
this will be a good one for you. Okay,
because I didn't tell you what how long it was going to be.
So Jack asks, what are the best new quarantine activities you're trying, i.e. virtual museum tours, streaming live workouts, comedy shows via Zoom? So what have you two guys, Jake and Luke, what have you been up to?
I have, and now I'm starting to feel better, I have started to go a little crazy. I have started, this is a great time to do like home improvement things and like clean up the house.
Okay, check this out. I come into Luke's room yesterday. No, 2 days ago. Uh-oh. Anyway. And Luke is... Well, actually, first of all, I'm up here on this computer, and then suddenly the computer stops working. Just beep. And I was like, what's going on? So I spent like 10 minutes before like plugging in different plugs, thinking like that Flynn, Luke's little brother, maybe turned off a light switch or something. Finally, I determined that the power is just out. And I'm like, oh my God. It's just, we're at like the end of days. The power's gone out. It's
oh,
just
shit.
A matter of time before people, zombies come through the doors. I go down to Luke's room. He's shut off the fuses and he's replaced all of the outlets in his room. Anyway, you can take
what?
The start from there.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So what I've, the house has yet to burn down, so I think it worked. But yet. We'll see. But it's a good time to do home improvement stuff because it's, you're in your house, so you get so much benefit out of it. It's kind of like if you get a new phone case and you like you see it all the time. So it's like very rewarding to like clean stuff up because you spend the whole day just like observing what you did.
Looking
and, like,
at the stuff
it.
That you did.
Yeah.
You're like, I did that.
Yeah.
Look at that power outlet.
It actually does look way better in there.
Yeah.
We have these, for some reason, like gold. Well, they're not. It's not real gold, but the power outlets in this house are fake gold.
Super ugly. It'd be a sweet place to hide real gold.
Yeah. Look at the fake gold.
That means you'd love Animal Crossing because that's basically all you do is you swap out lights, you swap out rugs, you dig holes. Guys, you got to join me on Animal Crossing and visit my island. I want to show you my chair.
Yeah, I think Flynn only has like a cot so far. But he hasn't played it that much. He's on a lot of restriction on how much screen time he can have.
Right.
Our rule is
seven,
he can do
7 hours.
Something that, yeah, only 7 hours per 12 hours. Yeah.
7 hours every 7.5 hours.
Yeah. You have to take 30 minutes to breathe. So, yeah. What else have we
What
else
are you
have we
doing?
Doing?
What are you doing, Jake?
I wrote a newsletter. I spent like all day yesterday writing a newsletter. It's not finished. I am so slow doing everything that I do. I'm still trying to write the... I'm working on the sci-fi book. I mean, it's funny. It's not any easy... You would think it would be really easy now because I have no work to just do that. But I find other things that I can procrastinate about. I think a lot of what people who have kids are doing is preparing meals and cleaning up after meals. That's a large part of every day.
That's what I'm doing too.
We've watched more shows. We started watching Outlander and then we got a little tired of it. I don't know if we'll go back to that. We started watching Little Women. My wife and I are watching Little Women. That's a good one. It's a lot. I mean, it's just one movie. It's not a series, but we...
How small are the women in this?
They're... Because of
classic
developments
joke.
In...
Classic joke.
Yeah. Yeah. In technology, they're nanoscale.
They should have called it Nano Women.
We've been building a lot of Legos. Too.
Yeah, we got a lot of Lego sets.
We kind of freaked out and placed a massive Lego order. There's a Fiat 500. Wow. I did a chef's kiss for those of you listening to the podcast later.
Mwah.
It's amazing. That might be, that's one of the coolest Lego sets.
Yeah,
it
was good.
It's a beauty. Yeah. It's a beauty. That's on Luke's shelf now in his room with the nice outlets.
Loads of outlets and loads of Lego. That's beautiful. You recommended, and I don't know if Luke was watching it too, you recommended that I watch Sex Education.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
I love it. It's so nice to look at. The colors are beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like a painting. It's really a good show.
Yeah, it's like good. It's funny, but it also like the sets or whatever. I mean, the interiors and everything is beautiful. The colors are beautiful. The film videography, I don't know, whatever. It's funny. You got great characters. It's so good.
10 sticks for sure.
10 sticks, definitely. Possibly
like
thousands.
Thousands of sticks for like honestly like the clothing, like the backgrounds, everything just looks so perfect. And
yeah, so
surreal.
Actually, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, no, that's it. That's
I was just going to say this movie, Little Women, it has that aesthetic, but like it's in olden times. I don't know, 1800s or something. I'm not really sure. I guess Massachusetts or somewhere in New England. I've never seen a movie like this where it's done as a, it's true to the period, but it's like when you're watching it, you don't feel like you're watching something old fashioned. You feel like you're watching something that's just like contemporary with that style. Like it's kind of hipstery almost because it's like that old style,
yeah,
you know, American hipster like interiors and stuff. It's just, it's really beautiful. That's a good one. It's done by the same director she did Lady Bird, if you've ever seen it.
I haven't seen it, but the actor or the actress in that, I really like her. Jake, a lot of people.
Do you know how to say
asking
her name, by the way, since you're Irish?
Oh, Saoirse Ronan.
You do know. Yeah, I just learned that. That's
A lot of people in Ireland are called Saoirse. Jake, a lot of people are asking, and I want to know in the comments, who wants to hear the rest of the Jason Fried story? We kind of dropped the ball and forgot to tell it. I built up a lot of pressure around the
Jason
Fried story.
You're going to have to catch up Luke on the beginning of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a pretty short story, so I don't think it'll take too long.
So I'll only tell the story if you let me know in the comments that... Okay, people.
Oh, God, please.
You got to let me know. I want to hear...
I don't know if that means, oh, God, please stop. Or
oh, God, please. So who else wants to hear the Jason Fried story? Okay. So, by the way, I have a new update to the Jason Fried story, which happened yesterday, Jake.
What?
Seriously, I'm not messing with you.
All right, bring it.
So, I'm going to give you some bullet points of the Jason. Sorry, I'm looking at. Okay, so Eric, what do you think happens at the end of the Jason Fried story? I'm going to tell you what happens. I'm going to bring you up to speed, and then you guys have to guess what the reveal is at the end.
It's okay, like Zork, like it's like a text adventure on the side.
It is.
You say something, and then we'll all guess.
So Jason Fried. So I was in Chicago. A lot of people have already heard the story, so I'm going to make it be pretty fast. I was in Chicago doing some work for a client in January, and I've always wanted to meet Jason Fried. I've always wanted
back
to
back when
visit.
The world worked.
Back when we were allowed to travel, it was such a beautiful time.
You could meet humans.
Oh my God.
And go places.
Yeah.
What a world that was. The old days.
So I was at the client's office, and I was with Ryan, and I was with Steve, all from AJ and Smart, and I was like, oh my God, like, you know what? I'm just going to check where the Basecamp office is. So I opened up Google Maps. I searched for the Basecamp office and I was in it. Okay. I was in it. It was exactly.
He was
the
in Jason Fried's
dropped.
Body. It was like Freaky Friday.
The pin dropped like right where I was. And I was like, what the flip?
It's like Jumanji.
So I was like, okay, this is too weird. So we went to a cafe around the corner and I decided, okay, this is too weird. I'm going to write an email to Jason Fried, right? So I wrote an email to Jason Fried. Jason Fried's the base camp of the CEO of Basecamp. He's the base
He's
camp
the
base of CEO.
Of CEO.
And I've always been a massive fan of him. Myself and Jake are massive fans of him. So anyway, I wrote an email. And I was like embarrassed to write it. I was like, oh, this is so stupid. I'm asking him, can I visit the office? I know that he'll ignore it. And then like I hit the send button and Ryan, who's working with me and we were sitting next to each other, taps me on the shoulder like 1 minute later. And he's like, John, look over there. And in this tiny cafe, who's standing there?
Wait, how many people total are in the cafe and how big is it?
So there was the three of us and one other person.
Okay.
And then Jason Fried.
Amazing.
It was a tiny cafe. And he was standing at the counter and I was like, ugh! And so I said, oh my God, this is so strange. What a weird experience. So I just stood up, walked towards Jason Fried. I'm a pretty tall person as well. And
you are
maybe
tall. I'm always
really
surprised
weird
when I see you again how tall you are.
I'm tall. And Jason just looked at me with a slight look of, whoa, what the fuck? And so I went up to him and I was like, hi,
because you
Jason.
Were like 2 inches away from it.
Yeah. This was pre-corona times. There was zero
in
social distancing. I was like nose to nose.
Just touching his face.
By the time he looked up from his phone, I was nose to nose. I wasn't that. Yeah, he thought he was going to get mugged. And I was like, oh, hi, Jason. I'm Jonathan from AJ and Smart. I had you on my podcast before. I think he was like slowly things were, and I was like, the podcast with Jake Knapp, he wrote Sprint. And then Jason was like,
he's just actively calling 911.
Yeah. he was pressing buttons in his pocket and he was like, oh yeah, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, this is so weird, blah, blah, blah. I just sent you an email about visiting your office, but no problem. I know it's such a weird coincidence. And I think he didn't even believe that the coincidence has happened until later. So he leaves the cafe. This is longer just, like, than I ever anything, told. This is the longest version. So he leaves the cafe.
This is the ketchup
I'm
version.
Like, yeah, the ketchup
previously
is
longer
than... previously on Game of Thrones, way longer than Game of Thrones. So he leaves the cafe. I sit back down to the guys and I'm like, whoa, that is so weird. And anyway, I say that, well, he's never going to reply to that email. And I go to another meeting. And at that meeting, I'm leaving the meeting. I open my phone to just see, oh, just maybe just if Jason Friedman, maybe he replied. Maybe, but you know, he probably didn't. And there it is. A message from Jason Fried. I tap on the message with my index finger in the Superhuman app, and I
see that. Oh, nice product placement
that
in the story.
Exactly. And then I bought the masterclass. No, no.
This is like the Lord of the Rings. This is the Lord of the Rings of product placement.
Exactly. So I tapped on the message. I looked inside, and it was a message from Jason saying, hey, John, nice to meet you in the cafe. Why not drop by the office tomorrow at 10 a.m.? And I was like, plop. And I was in a taxi when I was reading this, right? So I read that message and I was like, are you serious? The next step is, so I read the message and I hit the reply button and we'll leave.
Did you use the keyboard or did you do an audio?
We'll leave the rest till next time.
And that's all we have time for.
That's all we have time for today. But I will update that story. There is one addition which I will tell you, which is not related to this story, but I am going to be interviewing Jason Fried tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, because we're doing a feature on LinkedIn this week on our LinkedIn channel. That it's funny because this actually doesn't have anything to do with me. So this is actually a separate story. So my team is doing a feature on his book Remote this week on LinkedIn. And Sarah was like, hey, do you think you could get this guy called Jason Fried? Obviously, she hasn't been listening to the podcast.
God.
So she was like, do you think you could get this guy called Jason Fried to come on our LinkedIn channel and do a little video? So I'm going to interview him tomorrow talking about the book Remote. Maybe we can even put that excerpt into the podcast or something. But that's separate to the story. But I hit the reply button. And what I wrote was, we'll talk about it next time because we don't really have that much time right now.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man.
Woo. So Jonas says he knows the end of the story and he's selling it to me for €5. Oh, fuck.
Gosh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I feel like Jason Fried's story is the high. So, Jake, how is the new sci-fi book coming along? And can you reveal about what it's going to be about?
Because about all I've got is what it's going to be about, I feel like revealing that would be...
Like the Jason Fried story.
Like the Jason Fried story. You know, it's an interesting thing about fiction when you try to write fiction, is that if you get right down to it, all fiction is just the Jason Fried story. It's just trying to play out as long as possible before you give away what's going, you know? Because most things you can summarize pretty quick.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings. They take the ring and they go put it in a volcano. You know, like, but you just gotta just drag it out.
Yeah.
That's what we love. We just love dragging it out. That's what we read things. We just love to have it drag out. So I can't, all I got is the idea. I have to drag it out. So that's what I'm trying to do right now is just drag it out.
Can I ask you a question, Jake and Luke? Like, when do you think we're going to be able to
wait,
go back
to
normal
life? Wait, my
Apple
Watch says I got to stand up, but you can keep talking.
Oh,
I can
yeah.
hear you.
So we're going to see your crotch. It's just going to be a crotch shot.
Yeah.
So, Jake, when do you think we're going to go back to normal life? And I'm also asking people in the comments, when do you think we're going to be able to go to an airport again, go on a plane, hug people, like, I mean, hug people consensually, all right? Freaks in the chat. Like, go to a restaurant. When are we getting back to that? When's that going to happen again? And also, second question I have for the two of you guys, how do you think the world's going to change permanently because of this coronavirus? Jake, did you hear me?
Did you say,
you're looking at people's comments.
Did you say something? No, I'm not even doing that. I'm just frozen, mentally frozen. What do you think, Luke?
I think it really depends on the how well we're able to shut down different countries. Because my understanding, which is limited, is that it's not at high levels around the world yet. And unfortunately, I think ultimately it will be at high levels everywhere in the world. So I think it's going to be a thing of like ebb and flow in different continents. So like I think the ones that got it first will also subside first. But I think it's going to be like end of summer before we're
end
back
of summer.
To business.
End of summer, back to business. That's your take. Okay. I read this really cool post last night called The Hammer and the Dance. Have you read that, John?
No, I don't know what a hammer is.
A hammer is
I wouldn't
like,
understand.
It's like a Blarney stone on a stick.
Okay. I love that. A Blarney stone on a stick.
Oh, man. Somebody just said Jason Fried's live on Twitter right now. Our whole audience is going to disappear.
Tell him. Yeah,
even,
exactly.
Even Luke.
You don't need to go and watch Jason Fried, all right? Stay here. We'll tell you the Jason Fried story week by week. All right, Jake. So when do you think it's going to we're going to back get back to normal?
Well, okay. Honestly, I think in 2 years.
What?
That's normal, like... Normal, like you go about your business every day. I don't mean going to the bathroom. I mean like going out and doing business outside in the world. Because nowadays, the only business you can do is in your bathroom. But if the future,
yes.
You'll go back outside and talk to people, you will...
Outside of the bathroom.
Travel. Outside, yeah. You won't just be going from bathroom to bathroom. That's the first stage. And before we're not like freaked out about it all the time, the only way that's going to happen is... there's a vaccine. And the vaccine is widely distributed. And like the fastest possible for a vaccine is 18 months. And like we could hope it's distributed enough that you can get it in like 2 years. That's what I think. I don't think that means we're on lockdown till then though. I think we're on lockdown for a few weeks. I think like Luke said, like things will maybe at the end of summer, they might start to feel like we're able to do things. But there, if you follow the logic, and it seems very sound of the hammer and the dance post, there will continue to be outbreaks. It'll continue to be a thing. And it's a really dangerous virus for until we have a vaccine. Like we're still gonna be freaked out about it. And like somebody like you or me who do events in big places, like are those big things gonna happen? Like are we gonna feel comfortable traveling and going and talking to new people? If we haven't had it ourselves and we don't know that we have the antibodies and we're already like immune to it, I don't know. Like we might be kind of freaked out about it. And that just like times everybody. There's going to be like freak outedness about it for a while. That said, I do think, Luke, you have a theory about the economy once things do start up again. Do you want to share your economic theory?
Yeah. My economic theory is that people are going to go crazy. And I actually think that there's going to be a bubble of productivity right when like a little burst of productivity right when the economy gets back. Because I think everyone's going to be like, kind of glad to be back at work. Like everyone's going to go a little crazy and like all the healthy people are going to be like,
do you think it's going to be productive or people are just going to be like typing the animals? And, yeah, we're back. High-fiving.
Yeah.
Let's have a meeting. You know, just
yeah.
I want to say something which I definitely will never say on a live podcast, but remind me, I'll tell you later, Jay.
Okay.
It's a dirty joke. So you think it's going to get super productive afterwards or what?
Well, maybe. I don't know. That might just be more me. It could just be craziness. Or maybe people will realize like maybe no one will want to work.
Well, you're like our microcosm of the virus because you've had it and now you're getting better and you're going crazy.
That's true.
So if the economy is like Luke, then you know it's gonna build Lego sets and change the electrical outlets day one.
America will have new outlet set.
What do you think are the long term effects of it? I mean, I think one is that people will have I think that the average person 3 months ago would think that people who stock up on food are weirdos. And I think that now after this outbreak, the average person will be the person who's stocked up on food.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one little difference
that
will want to have this emergency stock.
I think people are going to enjoy social gatherings more afterwards.
Oh my God, yes.
Because I think we kind of came to take it for granted. And now it's like we're all going crazy by ourselves. So I think people are going to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you watch TV when you see a show that was recorded like anytime, not now, and you're like, look at the people. Like around each other. It must be so great.
They're sitting next to each other. What is this? What are they doing?
Do you think it's going to change, though, fundamentally the way a lot of businesses work? Because like people are forced to figure out being distributed. And in some cases, they can't do it. And some, you know, a lot of people will, their work will change because they lost their job.
Yeah.
But some businesses will have adapted and maybe they'll decide it's better this way. Do you think that's going to be a big shift?
Yeah, I think that a lot of companies now have been forced to learn how to do remote work. But I also think it will have the effect of people appreciating being able to come into the office. Honestly, I think a lot of people who always thought they'd love to be to have the option to work from home, especially now, you know, people with kids, younger kids. Now, a lot of those people are like, I never want to work from home ever again, ever. I will work every weekend and every night. Please make me work more. I beg you.
I'll work anywhere in public, just not here.
Yeah.
Just do not let me go home. Yeah, but it's crazy what's happening. I mean, it's crazy to that it was such a slow burn. It's one of those things like where, you know, I remember it was funny because I was in the airport in Berlin in January. And in the corner of my eye, I saw the news story about the coronavirus in Wuhan. And for me, the first thing that came to mind was, oh, this is like the start of a zombie movie.
It's exactly the start of a the zombie movies have everything right? Everything except for the zombie part is exactly the way the outbreak goes. It's like, oh, now there's one in wherever.
It's spreading like this. The governments are not actually able to control it. And actually, it turns out no one was in control after all. It turns out no one knows what they're doing after all. Yeah. I also think as well, a lot of people will have lost a bit of trust in waiting around for the government to make decisions for you. I feel lucky that I kind of I had this weird gut feeling maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I was like, I don't know, this feels bad. Like, so I canceled our in-person event really early.
Yeah, you did. I remember that. You were like, dude, it's going to be dark. I'm canceling everything.
I sent you a message and I was like, hey, probably everything. Yeah, you were like, everything is still on. And I was like, no, I'm canceling our in-person event. I actually shut down the office really early. I already planned.
This was all in 2017. Planning. It was before the virus even
exactly, came out. Yeah. I was like, no, this is going to be a fucking disaster. This is going to be an economic crash. So I got a couple of weeks head start of like preparing almost, including like doomsday shopping. I didn't buy loads of toilet paper, by the way, but I didn't do any of my shopping.
I noticed
during
your brown
the
hat
crazy
is missing this week.
Oh, Jake. Oh, my God. So here's the optimistic outlook. I have an optimistic outlook for you.
Okay.
Okay. So optimistically, we're probably all going to be staying at home until mid-May. Like, optimistic, right?
Yeah, that's true. I think that is optimistic. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm being optimistic. So optimistic, we're all staying home until mid-May, maybe start of June. And by that point, I think we'll have reached the peaks of the pandemic in some of the worst affected countries, which are like, for example, Germany and Italy and the US at this point.
Yeah, just the places we live. No big deal there.
Just the places where we live, exactly.
That article, which you haven't read yet, but like maybe you know, what they did in like South Korea or Singapore, we basically have to figure out how to do. Because it's not like if we wait a few weeks and it's like, good, now that's done. Like, it'll still be out there. You have to develop the capacity to test everybody and track everybody. And you repeatedly test people and then you track social interactions so that you can trace when somebody gets sick, who are all the people they interacted with, and all those people have to go into quarantine. So you have to develop a system to do that in the time that we're on lockdown. Otherwise, the lockdown just delays the spread. Yeah.
They do, of course. I mean, there are unclear theories of whether or not the summer will affect it, you know, UV killing viruses and all of this kind of stuff. So there might be maybe some downtime for people to figure out how to do it better when it comes back in October. But yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, there's another side of it.
Just knowing humans, though, like if it goes down in the summer and comes back in the fall, like right now we're like, if it just goes down for a few months, we're going to totally buckle down and take care of it. But then what happens is it'll go down and we're like, whoa, yeah, party. Just like opening up fire hydrants. It's party time. And then it comes back and we're like, oh God, totally. It's just like you procrastinate anything. We forgot to prepare for it. It's back.
It's literally June 1st. I've got a feeling that tonight's going to be like a massive party. Everyone gets it. The UK, I was telling you last week that the UK is doing the herd immunity thing.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they were like, oh, shit.
Oh, wait a second. That doesn't actually back up my science.
Wait a minute. That's a terrible idea.
Oh, man.
That was a funny turnaround. That was a bold move to say that we're going to do herd immunity and then just be like, oopsie.
gonna do like, herd immunity.
What did you expect is going to happen? The hospitals can't handle that.
Man, nobody even looked at a chart. Every chart is the same, and it's like, yeah, here's your capacity. Like terrible things will happen.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, well, you know, I was trying to get a positive outcome here. I was trying to get like,
yeah.
So I think the positive things are people are going to be much more appreciative of being around each other. I think that businesses will have to build themselves. I mean, we're about to go into an economic crisis, I think, without a doubt. It's just a question of how long it lasts. I think, you know, companies that it's been good times, Jake. It's been really good times. And right now we're all about to get a slap in the face and we're going to have to learn how to make money in a different way. Or, I mean, I think it's just the good times are over for a while now and it's time to reflect, time to think, time to play Animal Crossing. Time to buy Nintendo stock. No, I'm only joking. Yeah. And also, Jesus, we're learning a lot about how to cook a lot of meals at home. Thermomix is the best thing ever for this crisis, by the way.
I bet you can't get it anymore.
Oh, my God.
Everything that's good now, you can't get it. Like Nintendo. You can't. The Nintendo Switch. How much did you say the Nintendo Switch cost on Amazon?
$600.
$600. That's just like crazy.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it comes in like, they're like, it ships in like 2,000 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That, I mean, Nintendo, I mean, Valve, the company that made Half-Life, the new VR game, they've been having their most consecutive people online of all time, every day record breaking for the last few days.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. So some businesses are fully nailing it right now.
We have all these questions and we didn't answer any of them. Should we look at those?
I've got more. I'll hit you with another one. All right. I'm just trying to find something. All right. Here we go.
The first one I'm going to address real quick. It says, this is from Galang. It says, hi, Jake. Have you been involved? And you know, it's asking me because you don't know anything, John. Have you been involved observed a remote sprint using tools like Miro or Mural? As a creator of the sprint, which of the sprint exercises do you think has the potential to be executed better on the virtual whiteboard compared to in-person? You know what? I don't really know, but one thing that I'm doing right now is collecting expertise from people who have run remote design sprints. So if you have, be on the lookout for my newsletter, which should come out today or tomorrow. And there's going to be a link to a form there to like share tips and tricks. And me and John Zaratsky and our friend Jackie Colburn are going to assemble a guide for remote sprints based on what other people know, because we don't really know, but we're good at having opinions about things we don't know anything about. So we'll make a guide for remote sprints and it's coming soon.
Exciting stuff. Jake, let's wrap things
up. I can tell
up.
You were excited. Excited. I was like on TV
stuff.
News
I'm
when they go from
now.
Like the weatherman back to like the anchor. Exciting stuff,
excited
Steve.
Stuff. Exciting stuff. I'm bored now. Jake, what should we forgot to do ads at the start. I mean, we basically have nothing to sell.
What are we gonna advertise?
Do you have anything to sell? Is there anything that you could well if you buy the masterclass, it supports
that's
us.
True.
So yeah. buy the masterclass. Buy the masterclass, please. If you're not convinced about the masterclass, go to. Oh no, I forgot the link. Oh no, is Ryan, it, what was the link I was supposed to tell?
Is
people?
It for the book?
No. Oh, there, what are you talking about, Jake?
For the buy sprint. Secret. Buy sprint. Yeah.
Oh no, not that one, Ryan. Here we go. If you're not convinced about the masterclass. Go and watch this 1 hour free training / sales pitch and help us keep the lats on. You really have nothing to sell, Jake?
No, I don't know.
Buy my shoes.
Buy my shoes. Write a review for this great podcast. Do you have anything to
Write
sell?
Write a review
this
of my shoes.
Try to sell stuff.
Oh, yeah. Not right now.
Any old Nintendo games or anything that people might not be able to get now that they're sold out.
Black market
Nintendo games.
I mean, okay. Obviously buy sprint
masks.
And buy make time.
Oh, we have some extra masks. Yeah, so. They're used, but we're hanging on to them. Possibly have coronavirus on them now.
Maybe we don't want those.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess we have nothing to sell. Should we go back to questions?
I'd like to point out that since Jason Fried went live, the amount of people on this podcast has grown.
Oh,
so despite yeah, we're up for
people are bailing from Jason Fried and actively coming to this podcast.
They need to stay away from Jason Fried because they don't want him to spoil the story. It's like spoiling the end of Game of Thrones. You know, it's really like, really, it is like. So, actually, Luke, question for you: What do you think about Gandalf? For real, what do you think about Gandalf?
Oh yeah, you don't know this, Luke, but you guys are reading.
Don't.
What? Don't I can't tell him anything?
No, but like, let's keep it fresh. Like,
okay, cool.
Don't
tell him
anything yet. We need a fresh take on how useful do you think he was in the Lord of the Rings, like in the whole journey.
I have to admit, it's been a while since I've read the book, so my memory is not the freshest on it. But
hot take.
If my hot take just bam, Gandalf. I say Gandalf. Yeah. You say, but I mean, I think it was pretty helpful. But there are some questions like the giant flying eagles, like if those could have been, I guess that's not really related. Is that related?
That's related. Yeah.
That's related. Yeah. Yeah. So like, I think he was kind of helpful, but also like he could have been more involved.
Yeah. He's kind of like Trump. Like he just has like, he's like a lot of bluster. He could have just solved the whole thing in the beginning by acting faster, getting the eagles involved. Instead, he's killing everybody.
Oh,
that was a downer.
Is your conference in Stockholm canceled?
It was going to be online, but I think it maybe is just going to be delayed. They haven't decided what they're doing yet, but it's definitely not happening in person. I'll say that.
Just do it in person. See what happens.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah. Just I'll be in Stockholm. I don't even think I could get there if I wanted to. I don't even know there's a way to get there. But I'd have to make a boat myself, which seems unlikely to work.
I doubt that's good.
Isn't it kind of annoying that the Doomsday people were right? You know, like the people who have cellars full of food and live out in the middle of nowhere with a gun?
They're like, damn it, suckers!
Damn it.
God.
That's going to be me as soon as all of this calms down. I'm going to have a cellar full of beans, a gun, even though you can't do that in Germany.
By the way, is there anything else that besides beans that you can put in a can? Why is everything about beans now? We're eating so many beans, and I hate beans.
Yeah.
Why is it?
And it's like, the more beans you eat, the more toilet paper you need. It's very stupid.
That's why everybody just went right to step two. Oh, man.
Oh, God. Beans. Just don't eat. That's all I say. Yeah. Don't eat. That's my recommendation for everyone listening to this podcast right now. Do not eat at all, ever. Oh, Jake, you remember when I was going to tell you that I told you the last episode that I was going to use this app called BetterHelp to speak to a therapist about anxiety? Literally this morning, he sends me a message saying he has coronavirus and he's in the hospital. I am not joking.
Oh man. So to catch you up, John's using an app to connect him with like a therapist to talk about his many problems.
I have no problems. I'm a perfect human.
And so it's supposed to like help you calm down about things. It's like, oh, I can't wait. You're on the little tiny screen. We got to get,
he
Ryan
says,
has to make
the message
bigger.
It says live session canceled. I'm in hospital. Fever, shortness of breath, weak. COVID test should be back in a few days.
Oh, geez. I feel bad that I joked about it now that he's in the hospital. That's actually very serious. I thought he was just kind of, well, anyway, that's not very reassuring.
No, okay, I don't feel
so
reassured
better help,
at all.
Maybe not 10 sticks.
not yet.
How are you feeling? How are you holding up under the, you know, confines of your home and the impending doom?
I honestly think as the time, apart from the fact that every time I get a little bit of a, I think I have the coronavirus and I'm going to die. Tell me, everyone in the audience, let me know if you also think you have the coronavirus every time you have a little tickle in your throat. Say yes. Just let me know. Just let me know. And also, Jake, I do feel a lot better than last week. I think because I've cut out watching the news, I generally just feel a lot better. I'm getting into the rhythm of being at home all the time. I'm really loving the community. Like doing these live streams is really fun. And honestly, the business is keeping me really distracted and excited. So there's a lot going on at AJ and Smart that's very exciting. It's also, honestly, like for me, I don't feel anxious about business crises because I've been through so many. So
you usually have like 5 a year.
I know I have like so many. Look how many people. There's so many people here who are saying that the second they feel a cough coming on, they think they are going to get coronavirus.
Yeah, Martin says, I try to stifle any cough. That's totally me too. I'm like, I'm not cough. I'm not wanting anybody to know that I feel like I have to cough. Because if they know, then it might just validate it and like encourage the coronavirus.
Exactly. I'm not even going, you know what I mean? That's too much. So I feel a bit better, definitely. I feel a bit less anxious, but I definitely am excited about solving the problem of anxiety. And that book, Dare, that I recommended last week, is very good. It's a good overview of like how to solve some anxiety problems. And also, if I get a tickle in my throat, I'm going to die.
I don't think I looked at Dare last week.
It's good. If you,
I probably wasn't paying attention to you.
If you feel like you, you fucker. I was like opening up my heart to you, and I was like, ah, Jesus, Jake, I have anxiety. And you're like, poopy poo poo.
I was ordering Animal Crossing.
Sex education.
Dare, yeah, the new way to end anxiety and stop panic attacks. Oh, that's good.
It's free.
People, oh my God.
Kindle Unlimited. Jam, do not do Kindle Unlimited. That's a
trap.
What is it?
Look, Audible free with your trial. This is all baloney. Yeah.
Oh. Classic.
So you like this book. This is a good book.
It's so far, it has... So honestly, this is... I'm not joking. I promise you I'm saying this. And actually, someone should message the author and tell him this. If I had read this book when I was 12, my life would have been 50% better.
What would it have looked like if your life was 50% better? Like right now, what would have been the cumulative effect of
way
like...
more muscles.
You'd be the
huge
rock.
Penis. Yes, there are clients in this live chat, and yes, clients listen to the podcast. You heard me. I think I would just have been less anxious about things. And I mean, I'm not anxious about, like I said, building businesses and stuff. It's more like doing stuff like diving or something, you know? I would be a diver.
You'd be a diver. You'd have so many pearls, yeah, right now. You'd just be like,
I'd be covered in pearls from head
like
to toe.
One of those ball pits, but with pearls. You'd just be like, yeah, help! Pearls are covered with coronavirus.
So yeah, I would definitely... I think, I mean, I'm very, very happy with my life, but I think that one thing plagued my younger years. And I think if I had read that book, I would have at least been able to say, oh, like, for example, a lot of the physical effects of having an anxiety attack feel like a physical thing that you need to go to hospital for.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a heart attack. And if I had just read this book and gone, oh, so it isn't a heart attack, then I wouldn't have had wasted so much time on, yeah, that kind of stupid shit.
Yeah. All right.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
That sounds like a good one. Well, I should have paid attention to you last time, but this time I'm paying attention. We'll see if I remember that we talked
also,
about
also, alcohol
it.
Works great. You remember that part?
That's the summary of the book.
Yeah.
Chapter one. This
chapter one. Anxious. Forget all this shit. Just drink. Get your drink on. Okay, I want to tell you one more thing. I know this podcast is getting way too long. Jake.
Yeah.
I need you guys to clap for me. I need you to clap for me.
Clap. That's not.
Well, I can't clap with a hold of the microphone.
One of the biggest benefits of staying at home is that I've decided to take on the challenge of training my baby to sleep, and I'm not doing sleep training, the letting her scream thing. I'm doing basically it means that I'm...
Wait a second. This doesn't mean
that
your baby didn't know how to sleep at all. She hasn't been awake since she was born. This means
she, from
else.
The moment she was born, she would go to bed and wake up almost every hour for 15 months, screaming like crazy and keep us up all night. And I wanted to use this lockdown to try to solve it.
Yeah.
Because I've never really had like the time because I'm always going to the office and then I'm home late and all of this stuff. So I've decided to take over. And Jake, it was a really bad 4 days, but last night she slept through. For the first time since she was born.
Oh my God. Wow. How do you feel? Congratulations.
Fucking
I would clap, but I'm
amazing.
Holding a microphone. I can't clap. How?
I slept from like, let's say 11:30 p.m. until 7 a.m. Okay, she woke up once at 5, but that's fine.
Okay.
But that's nothing. It's not like 1 3 times, 2 3 times, 3 3 times. Like, it's not the whole night. It was like once, and it was... I mean, I'm probably jinxing it now. It's probably going to go backwards tonight again or something. But oh my God, a baby that does, if you have a baby that doesn't sleep for an entire 15 months and then she sleeps for the first time, it's like the iPad keyboard.
If I, it
in
is,
baby
it's
form.
The trackpad of iPads for babies.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, sleep training just means you like put them in basically a little baby prison, which is a crib, and then you just let them cry their poor
I'm not
little
doing that.
Lungs out until they fall asleep.
I'm not doing that. So that is the Ferber method sleep training, which is very popular in America. It's very unpopular in Germany.
What do you guys use? Alcohol?
We just use alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So I won't waste people's time by going into it. But there was a couple of. I'll just tell you like the three things that we. So we got a sleep consultant, and she told us some things that we were maybe doing wrong. One is I literally taught my daughter how to lay down.
Teach her how to lay down.
What are you laughing at?
I just, my mind was just
like just ideating on all the different joke possibilities for ways things you were doing wrong. Like, oh,
we were putting her on a slip and slide and shooting her down a hill, and somehow she wouldn't go to sleep.
We were playing Mortal Kombat with her on PlayStation 2. Yeah. It turns out you got to use PlayStation 4.
We were playing
4.
Rammstein music in the background the entire day and night. So the simple thing to do, or one of the things that I didn't realize apparently, is babies don't necessarily know how to lay down if they stand up. So what was happening is there was two things. One is that she would stand up and then just start screaming until you laid her down. And so it didn't click with me that she didn't know how to lay down. The sleep consultant taught us this. So I taught her physically what the word lie down means. So I kept saying, like, standing up, sitting down, lie down. And I kept doing that seriously for weeks. And now she understands what lie down means. And so when she starts screaming, I just go into the room, and instead of picking her up, instead of giving her water, which she's like kind of taking advantage of the water, that motherfucker, I just say, lie down. I just keep saying lie down. And eventually she's like, oh yeah. And then lays down and goes back to sleep. This is like one of the biggest, one of the biggest things. The other one is that, and I don't know, a lot of parents are probably going to be like, okay, this is a bad thing, but we give her a, what do you call, we call it a dummy, you call it a soother? Or
pacifier?
Pacifier, yeah, pacifier.
Dummy?
Dummy. That's what we call it in British English or Irish English. So we give her a pacifier, a dummy, and we put them in the bed, and what would happen is she would spit it out and then start screaming until we gave it back to her. And the woman taught us to actually teach her where these pacifiers are laying in the bed and not give them to her, but to point at them. So we actually leave them in the bed all day. We basically say that's where they are, and we teach her that's where they are. So now she has two skills to figure out how to put herself back to sleep, which is, it's just amazing. Game changer.
Game changer. Game changer. There's nothing like not sleeping well for an extended period of time, 15 months in your case, and then sleeping well once to realize just how magical it is.
It was so weird. And my wife is like so happy because she's sleeping. She is sleeping for the last 3 days. She's been sleeping in the bedroom with earplugs in, which I've asked her to put in the earplugs because I want the baby to cry a bit, just not immediately go and soothe her. And
Ferber
she's
method,
having the best. Yeah, she's having the best sleep of her entire life, and we're both just happier about the whole situation. So I will say that's the very positive thing that wouldn't have happened, because I didn't take any parental leave because I'm obsessed with the company and the company was in a weird situation, but now I'm being forced to take kind of parental leave. So that's a good thing.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, we don't have all those things here. Luke and I still don't know how to fall asleep.
You don't tell Luke to lay down when he's standing up.
Just screaming at each other.
Lie down, Luke. Lie down, Luke.
Lie down. Lie down.
Luke. Luke. All right, Jake. All right, everyone. I think we got to sing it out. That was fun, though.
That was fun. Should we do this again next week?
I feel like let's leave it till the last minute to decide in case we don't feel like it. You know what I mean?
That's probably a good idea.
Just in case we're like, nah.
If you're listening to the recorded version and you made it all the way through to the end, so wow.
Which most people will be.
How would people find out? Yeah, most people will be. How would people find out if we're doing it?
So I would say the majority of the people in this stream here, let us know how you found out about this, but I'd say check out the AJ and Smart LinkedIn or Instagram page, and we will post it on those two pages. Also, the Masterclass Facebook page and the Innovation Hackers Facebook page, I will post those in the day before. So Facebook and LinkedIn are, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram are where I've been pushing it a lot. Also, my Instagram, but the AJ and Smart Instagram, I think like 50 swipe ups from that one came from there. So I think they'll find it basically.
But like, look now, because if you're listening to this when we recorded
it,
we're probably recording the next one like tomorrow. So, but not for you guys who are on it live.
True.
Okay. Wow.
Jake, that was super fun. Luke, thanks for joining, and I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad you're feeling better. I was worried.
Yeah, John was really nice actually about it in real life.
Oh, thank you.
I wasn't. I
appreciate that.
He wasn't. He was a jerk.
I was like, nice. I was like, I want to be your son, Jake. Finally, the plague is here to take Luke, so I can be the rightful heir to the Nap throne. All right, everybody, let's sing it out. One, two, three, four.
Jake and Jonathan.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.